Welcome to the Vancouver Real Estate Show, where you'll discover the secrets to growing wealth through real estate investing. Join author and Vancouver real estate expert, Gary Wong, as he charts the course for you to follow as you build your own net worth through real estate investing.
Hey guys, Gary here. And today I just want to share a story with you. I was working with a client and we are checking out an office space and they want to renovate this office space. And then they're thinking about whether to choose a normal interior designer or like a high-end luxury interior designer. And they're thinking, well, the normal interior designer, they're okay. But then the luxury interior designer, they really go all out and they give the wow factor. And I'm telling him, you should spend the extra money. Yeah, it's a premium pricing, but you should spend the extra money because it's all about first impressions. And how important is that in your life? So many professionals out there, they're not dressing the part. They're wearing casual clothing and they're like, oh, don't worry. Well, our target market is casual, so it's okay. I'm not dealing with the high net worth. I'm like, no, the first impression, it matters. People care. People look at you and they judge you. Unfortunately, the society is superficial to some degree. Okay? They're looking at you. When they see you and they meet you for the first time, you have about 5 seconds to really impress them. So when you meet your clients, you really like have about 5 to 10 seconds to really establish a good first impression. Like, are you meeting them at a McDonald's? Or are you meeting them at a high-end restaurant? Are you meeting them in like some bar? Or are you bringing them to your office space? Is your office space just a regular office, a desk and a chair? Or do you have some decorations? Is it staged? Does it look nice? When somebody goes to your office, like dental office, doctor's office, a chiropractor office, physiotherapy office, or whatever, what's their first impression? Does the office look appealing? And yeah, everyone's saying, yeah, it's clean or whatever. But no. What I'm saying, does it give the wow factor? Do people go like, wow, this place is different? First impressions matter. Some people say, well, I'm not charging top dollar, so, you know, my place doesn't have to look super fancy. Wrong. It's about the impression, it's about the reputation, and it's about standing out. You want people to remember you.
I will remember you.
So if you're kind of like everyone else, then you're kind of part of the noise and they will not remember you. How can you stand out among your competitors? People are judging you, whether you like it or not. They're judging you whether your teeth are clean, whether they're white and shiny, whether your hair is combed, whether you're wearing hair products, what kind of suit you're wearing, what kind of shoes you're wearing. Even I had a client talk to me and go, Gary, you gotta change your cell phone. And I know, my cell phone, I dropped it a few times, it's cracked, it looks pretty crappy, and it doesn't represent me well. So you're probably thinking, what do you mean doesn't represent you well? Well, I'm clean shaven and looking nice and preppy, but then I bring out my cell phone and it's all cracked up. What kind of impression does it give to your client, to your customer? Or let's say I'm signing a contract and I hand the contract over to my client and I pull out a big pen, like some chewed up pen. What kind of impression does that give to the client? I talk about in another video, how you do anything is how you do everything. And clients are always watching you. They are watching the mistakes you make. They are judging you based on what you wear, the tools that you use, and so forth. What kind of computer are you using when you meet them? Is it one of those like 10-year-old laptops? You know, and you're like, oh, they don't care. You'd be surprised. Versus somebody who's using like the latest laptop because they think that, you know, productivity is so important, they need that slight edge. What does that say about that person? The client goes, wow, this professional is always on top of it, always cares about delivering value. So even their phone or their laptop, it's got to be top of the line, it's got to be the best. This, that says something about a professional. even their pen. It can't be some cheap pen that they chewed up. People are judging you. First impressions matter. So back to my story. My client's looking at this office and he's deciding whether to use a regular interior designer or a high-end interior designer. I said, it's all about first impressions. Do you want to be like everyone else and be part of the noise? Or do you want to stand out and perhaps get some PR, get some wow factor? Because customers and clients buy on emotion, and their eyes are drawn to things that are aesthetically pleasing. They've done studies before where they put a child in a room, they put two individuals together, and they ask the child to go to whichever individual they think is more appealing or something like that. And then the child goes to the more good-looking or the more clean-shaven or whatever. They went to the more aesthetically pleasing individual. And then they've done a lot of studies where they didn't even tell the child which person to go to, and the child picked the more professional looking individual. My client was saying, well, Gary, I'm thinking of whether I should spend the money on interior design or technology, because there's a lot of cool technology I could use in this retail space or whatever. And I said, you know, your clients don't really care about your technology as much as the wow factor in the interior design. They're not going to look at that machinery and go, oh, that's the turbo model, blah, 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 blah. You know, sure, you don't use like the old school, like super ancient equipment. In terms of priority, you want to spend that money on something that really grabs people's attention. They hook onto people. You want to catch their eyeballs. You want to drive traffic to this store. You need people to notice it and see it, and you want people to be talking about it. They're not gonna be talking to their friend, oh, you know, I went to that store and the technology in their equipment, it's like top of the line. You know, they're not gonna be Instagramming that technology. If your place, if your store is aesthetically pleasing and it's got some awesome interior design aspects like waterfalls or unique shapes and colors and everything, people will be Instagramming that, especially if it's different and it stands out. Anyways, quick tip for you today. People are judging you. They judge you, so first impressions matter.
Thanks for listening to the Vancouver Real Estate Show. If you like the show, don't forget to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. Download the next show to learn more about real estate, money, and success.